there. Welcome to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I am a licensed esthetician and certified makeup artist. This podcast is for anyone who wants to learn more about skin and how to take care of it. From acne to anti-aging, I am covering it all and making it easy to understand. Follow me on Instagram at PureSkinOC. Hey everyone, so welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. So today we're going to talk about acne, which I have covered in other episodes, but I'm going to actually talk about types of acne and go into a little bit of detail about each one so that if you have questions about what type of acne you might have, this will probably give you some more information on how to figure that out. But let's, of course, talk about business first. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. You can also visit my website, pureskinoc.com. There you can find out all the services that I offer if you're local to me. And then I also have my online store. So if you wanted to purchase any products, then that's where you can do it. And also my skincare coaching, which are my virtual consultations where I can help people over the phone with their skincare routine. So look into that. It's a really inexpensive way to get started and try out products before you commit to buying anything. And then I also wanted to talk about my new products. So I'm doing a skincare line that's going to have my name on them. And I've gotten a lot of questions about, you know, what to expect and, you know, does this compare to what I was, selling before? And I just want you guys to know that, and I hope that you already know this, that I don't skimp on quality. When I decide to sell a product, it's because I really believe in it, whether it's my line or whether it's somebody else's line. I'm not going to sell something that is subpar so I can make a few extra dollars. That's just not how I run my business. So a lot of people have been asking specifically about the vitamin C serum. I'm picky about my products in general, but I'm really picky about my vitamin C because I had so many issues with it when I first became an esthetician. I didn't understand why until I learned about the different types of vitamin C. So the one that I am now selling is pretty similar to the one that I was selling previously. You probably won't even notice a difference. It's still great for the skin. It will not irritate the skin. It's going to do everything that my vitamin C did before. So I just wanted to clear that up, and I hope that it does, that you understand that everything that I will be selling with my name on it is a product I believe in and I believe will work. I test everything. I don't just look at something and decide I'm going to sell it. Like the product is used first, before I decide to do anything. And this process has been going on, I can't even tell you for how long. I mean, forever. So, it's not something I just started, you know, a month ago and hoping it all just works out. So this is definitely, these are products that I have, tried and tested and am really happy about. It's also why I'm doing it so slowly, because I want to make sure that I'm happy with the product that I'm putting out. So the vitamin C serum that came out first, and then the next to roll out are going to be the cleansers. And then it's going to be a while until the next products come out. And I will say that, I recently launched the Victoria Deand serums, the peptide serums. I will not be replacing those. So far, I have not come across any serums that compare for what I would sell to you guys. So I just want you to know that those serums are not going away. I really love them. And I just can't see any comparable ones. Maybe I just haven't found them yet. And that's always possible. But for now, those are staying for sure. So vitamin C, I was able to replace and find one that I thought was comparable. So that's why I did do that one. But just please be rest assured that I take this very seriously, and I will only roll out products that I truly believe in. And that's, again, whether it's my name or somebody else's name, I feel like if I'm selling them, my name is on the line, and I just don't mess around with that. So if you do have any questions, please reach out. I'm always happy to answer. And then also, so the cleansers, the new cleansers are on the website now. And what I did is, so if you are someone who was using the SkinScript green tea cleanser, when you go to the website and you click on that, it'll take you, there's a link, it'll take you to the cleanser that matches that one. Okay. So I really tried to make it as easy as possible. So not everybody had to reach out to me to figure out what they needed, as a substitute, or, I didn't want you to have to try to figure it out on your own. So it's all on the website, and I try to make it as easy as possible. But if you're still confused, if you're not sure, please reach out, Devin@pureskinoc.com, or you can always send me a text message, 714-485-5540. And you can definitely ask me whatever you need. I'm usually pretty good about responding quickly. Obviously, if I'm with clients or, you know, sleeping, then maybe I don't get back right away, but usually within a day, if not a few hours. I'm pretty prompt. Okay, so that's it on that. I talked more than I thought I was going to. So let's talk about the different types of acne. All right, guys, let's get started. Okay, so the first one we're going to talk about, white bumps, also known as closed comedones. These tiny white bumps are just another form of a clogged pore. The head of the white bump is covered by a thin layer of skin. That means it is not exposed to air, so therefore does not oxidize and turn black like a blackhead would. These are most often found on the forehead, cheeks, and under eye areas, but can appear anywhere on the face. Second one, pimples, also known as papules. This is the most common type of pimples and usually what people refer to as zits. They look pink to sometimes slightly more red, just depends on if they're irritated, and are soft to the touch and filled with excess oil and fluid. This is the easiest type of acne to manage. Next one, large pimples, also known as pustules. When pimples or papules get worse, they turn into pustules. If the skin is not treated properly when they are just papules, it becomes a bigger problem and harder to treat. And it's always best to stay ahead of the problem, especially when it comes to acne. It's just not going to go away on its own. Okay, next one. Deep pimples, or they're also known as nodular acne. It's more severe acne and difficult to manage. Often people will feel these before they see them. And if left untreated, they can permanently damage the skin. Acne nodules remain intact deep under the skin. Nodular acne may also be skin toned. Nodules may persist for weeks or even months, with the result of their contents hardening into deep and stubborn cysts. A visit to the dermatologist is often needed to really treat these, but it's also important that you are using good skincare products to help the skin as it heals. That's the best way to avoid or at least minimize redness, sensitivity, and flakiness. Okay, the last type, cystic acne. On the surface, cystic acne can look like large red boils. Cysts, like nodules, reside deep underneath the skin surface, but because they're filled with pus, cysts are softer than nodules. The pimples that define cystic acne burst open, often leading to infection. Acne cysts develop when the contents of blackheads and or whiteheads spill, like kind of break open, and they spill into the surrounding areas of the skin. In an effort to fix the situation, the body perceives an attack, and the local immune system responds by producing pus. Cysts are often triggered by a surge of hormones. Like the nodule acne, this often needs deeper treatment by a dermatologist, and of course, proper skincare products. When you are treating acne with a dermatologist, it should never be instead of using products recommended by an esthetician. They work together to get your skin healthy and not do any damage long term. Okay, so let's talk about, so those are the types of acnes, but we're going to talk about what happens with the skin. Okay, so in normal, healthy, and non-acne skin type, but this type of skin type will still produce oil. Okay, so oil is going to flow through smoothly through the follicle. Dead cells are naturally shedding in a consistent way. Oxygen can get into the pore to keep bacteria at bay. Bacteria can't multiply in the presence of oxygen, so you need that oxygen. And the skin looks clear and balanced without risk of blemishes. Now, an acne-prone skin type, sebaceous glands are overactive and create an increase of oil production. The oil is usually sticky and thick, so it clumps together and doesn't flow through the follicle as easily. Now, this is something I see when I'm doing extractions on people. I see that oil come out and it's always thick, and it almost like you can just push it out of the skin, and it's not liquidy, it's not thin, it's just like this thick. I'm sure you've seen pictures of extractions. So it looks very different. There is also an abnormal shedding of cells causing a buildup inside of the follicles. Dead cells mixed with the oil will block any oxygen from getting inside. And bacteria without the presence of oxygen creates P. acne bacteria, which triggers an infection or breakout. So a blemish is oil production consisting of sticky, thick oil plus dead cells plus lack of oxygen, and that's going to equal a blocked pore lining leading to an infected blemish. For papules and cysts, which typically do not break the top layer of the skin, there will still be discoloration because the infection stretched and damaged the surrounding tissue, resulting in an increase in melanin activity. Especially for cysts, these lesions start so deep in the skin, scarring is a very common side effect. And the scarring is usually like a red, dark, purple marks. I get people ask me about those all the time. And I like to use scarring in quotations because if you treat the skin properly and consistently, then it doesn't actually scar the skin. And that's what's super important is that, as I said before, when you're treating acne, you got to use the right skincare products. So a lot of these over the counter, you go to Target and you pick out Neutrogena's acne line, whatever. A lot of it is so drying to the skin, and that's not ultimately how you get rid of acne. It's not by drying out the skin. It's going to work temporarily, which is why the sun can sometimes help because it dries out the skin. So it works temporarily, but it is not a solution. It's a Band-Aid. So it's really important that you see an esthetician, talk to me. I want to help, and we can get you on a good program for your skin and give your skin what it needs to, in a healthy way, get rid of acne. Now, if you have something a little deeper, you have the nodules or you have the cysts, seeing a dermatologist might be the direction you need to go. You might need medication to get rid of this, but also make sure that you're using good skincare products. And not all dermatologists will give you the right information. A lot of times, from what I have seen, is here's a, you know, go use Cetaphil, go use a moisturizer, and make sure you're wearing SPF. They're good about that. But you need something more specific for you. and you need hydration in your skin. Hydration is so important when trying to help any skin condition, not just acne. All right, so I know that's a lot of information. I did try to talk slower because it can be overwhelming, and I didn't want to, my natural inclination is to talk really fast. So I was trying to slow down so that you could really get the information clear. Like I said at the beginning, if you ever have any questions, please reach out. I am happy to help. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I am most active on Instagram. And then you can visit my website, PureSkinOC.com. I hope you guys have a great week. Bye.